It's been said that you might be an engineer if you've ever saved a power cord from a broken appliance. At the Engines and Energy Conversion Lab at Colorado State University, Brian Wilson is an engineer and he does like things connected to power. But what he's working to save are people in the developing world who need cleaner running, more efficient energy products. Even as a boy, Colorado State University engineer Brian Wilson says he was a tinkerer.
I remember taking apart clocks and just about anything that had screws in it. That's the hallmark of an engineer, someone who's always trying to improve something.
As a graduate student, he was inspired to improve the human condition when he won a scholarship to study in India. He recalls the moment his plane began its final descent into the airport in New Delhi.
As we got a few hundred feet above the ground, you could begin to actually taste the air because of the unbelievable amount of pollution. And as I recognized that there were really three sources to that: burning of wood, dirty diesel engines, and two-stroke engines.
That experience led Wilson to a lifelong mission of getting cleaner, more efficient energy to people in developing nations. And the rumbling machines at his Engines and Energy Conversion Laboratory are the key. Here, Wilson's teams have developed a cook stove that produces less smoke from burning wood or any other fuel.
So it may be wood, dung, crop residues. In fact, we got a box from a colleague at MIT containing yak dung. I didn't ask how she got it to the airport.
Wilson himself goes through many airports to meet with businessmen, government officials, and professors in Delhi and Bangalore, and he treks into remote villages to explain the benefits of clean-burning stoves. He's also making more trips to China, which is why he's learning Mandarin.
Ni hao. Wo ye hui shua putonghua.
He says connecting with people in these nations is crucial.
Over the next 25 years, energy use will go up by 100% in China and probably 160% in India. And so if we're working towards global solutions on energy and climate change, we really need to be engaged internationally.
In addition to slowing climate change, Wilson's cook stoves can have a big impact on public health, according to Morgan DeFort, co-director of the Engines Lab.
2 to 3 billion people in the world cook on biomass fuels every day, and most of that happens inside the home or in a three-sided enclosure that exposes women and children primarily to levels of air pollution that are easily 100 times higher than the minimum standards set by the World Health Organization.
Worldwide, respiratory illness caused by cook stove smoke kills as many people as malaria each year. DeFort says the Engine Lab's version could change that.
That device can save up to 50% of the fuel wood that is typically used by a Indian family cooking. It can reduce the emissions that they're exposed to by up to 80%.
To build a market for his clean-burning products, Brian Wilson co-founded Envirofit. The company focuses on developing environmentally friendly products to meet local needs in developing nations, starting with high-quality manufacturing, then setting up distribution and often microfinance to allow widespread dissemination. Envirofit has sold over 125,000 of the clean-burning cook stoves and is increasing its capacity to soon sell millions. Brian Wilson is also focused on cleaning up the smoky two-stroke engines that power many motorbikes, taxis, and other vehicles in developing nations.
In raw terms, a two-stroke engine puts out the pollution of about 50 modern automobiles. And you're looking at 50 to 100 million two-stroke engines just in South Asia. So you're looking at over 2.5 billion car equivalents of pollution.
To change this, Envirofit offers a retrofit product that reduces two-stroke engine emissions by 90% while increasing fuel efficiency by 45%. Wilson's team has also created ways to reduce diesel pollution. They're researching how to grow acres of tiny algae plants for affordable, carbon-neutral biodiesel. And his team is testing energy smart grids that might soon get electricity to the 2 billion people who don't have any. Engine Lab's engineering manager, Kirk Evans, says working on these projects is fun.
Brian is probably one of the greater visionaries in this type of work of our time. Just when you think you've tapped the bag, he comes up with something new.
For his efforts at coming up with something new, Brian Wilson is listed among the inaugural Scientific American 10. 10 researchers, politicians, business executives, and philanthropists chosen by Scientific American magazine who have made a significant contribution to guiding science to serve humanity on a global basis. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Fort Collins, Colorado.